TaxAct can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. TaxAct is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, TaxAct's filing software can't make taxes fun. But TaxAct can help you get them done. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Go loud.
Who's that test there?
One, two.
Very good.
Is that all right?
Hey, you nailed that, yeah.
He was right in the middle of some test when I walked in here.
Things were nearly getting heated, no?
It was evolution, geopolitics. I know you're going to grin to it, boys. I just walked in and I was like, whoa.
We have very
deep conversations.
Educational there, conversations, don't we, Owen?
Yeah.
People think we just come in here and we fight. We don't.
I don't think anyone thinks that.
No, people know we get along, don't they? People know me and you are good mates. Yeah.
He's our cousins, he's have to be.
Yeah, got along well with the old fella. And the family and all. The family, the wife, the mother, all of them.
The mother.
All the Brennans. Yeah, they're all right, every single one of you, yeah.
Right. Are we allowed to tell them?
Flirt with them a little bit, go on.
So we have a big announcement coming. Big news. Something big in the pipeline.
Not just big.
Is that big?
You're looking at me funny. This is definitely the biggest news that we've had, I think, so far. Ever.
I'm nervous.
For the podcast. Look, there's going to be more news about it coming out soon over the next couple of weeks. So please keep an eye on our socials because we think you're going to love this and we're buzzing. We're excited to bring it to you. So keep your eye on socials, yeah?
I have a question and a game. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, go on.
I love how sceptical you are of everything.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. No, hang on. Wait. You don't even know what the game is. So he's definitely playing, right? If you get in your first shot, I'll give you 50 quid. Second shot, 40 quid.
Write it down.
I'll put it on my phone.
Yeah.
Second shot, 40 quid, 30 quid, 20, 10, wherever. Then nothing. For every guess after that, you owe me a tenner.
Yeah.
Are you playing?
Yeah.
And I'm going to help you. So after every guess, I'll tell you if you're higher or lower.
Yeah.
Are you playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm going to give you a good tactic for this. Go either 1 to 10 or 90 to 100.
Hang on.
Because someone's always going to pick the middle.
Right. Go.
90.
No.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
10.
Higher.
30.
Higher.
60.
Lower.
So between 30 and 60. 47.
Lower.
Between 30 and 47. We're breaking this down fast. 42.
Lower.
36.
Higher.
39.
Yeah. You owe me a score.
What?
I'm about to count it in front of you.
Walk that out.
What, did you understand the rules from the start?
Nope.
I said, if you get in the first shot, I'll give you 50 quid.
Yeah.
After that, 40, 30, 20, 10, and then you owe me a tenner for every guess after that. I'm about to count 7 in front of you. So do the maths. You owe me a score.
Right, I'm going to double that quick start with you.
No, I'm not paying revenue. And yeah, look, I'll put it in the group.
What?
Yeah, look. I'll put it on the group. 39.
Right, put
like
it.
Like it's ready to send.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a good tactic there.
No, because what you should...
Is it
you do it. You do it with me.
All right, I'm going to do it with you.
Right.
Are you going to be 7?
Maybe. It's not impossible. You can get in your first shot.
No, you can't.
You've 100-to-1 chance of getting it. Yeah, but you can't. I know what you mean.
You get me.
Right, come on.
To the group, let me put it in. I promise you, you're not getting this in under 7.
Right. 50.
Higher.
75.
Lower.
60.
Don't like the way you're there, though. You're right, lower.
55.
One sec. Lower. But wait, that's your fifth.
I said 50, 75, 60. That's 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and then you said 55.
That's 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't tell me if it was higher or lower.
Lower. Lower.
54.
Lower.
53.
Lower.
52.
Lower.
51.
Eight. That's a good
so
one.
You owe him and Tanner.
Yeah, yeah. Back this way now, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was double that quid, so yeah.
It was a good game though, wasn't it?
That's a good game, man. I want to deal with you.
But yeah,
we'll do it after record. Don't get me for a couple of
right. I don't like the way he didn't just break that down. And he was like, I don't like how you're here, quick. I just went straight down the middle, higher or lower.
And that's the tactic I gave you. So I was like, if you go 50, but then I was like,
you went like 10.
Yeah, so then in my head, I was like, I can get there fast. If I say 90 and it's higher, I won. And if I say 10 and it's lower, I won. But then you said lower and higher, and I was like, bollocks, we're in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, but if you had said 50, and let's say it was 8, yeah, if you said 50, and I go lower, then you go 25, and I go lower again.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You narrow it down quick, but yeah, there we are. Anyways, that's my maths game this week.
You couldn't even find out who was going around telling people you used to collect caterpillars.
Boys, I got pulled today. I was in Seven Wonders. Shout out to Seven Wonders down in IFSC. I was down there. I'm probably there twice a week. Never had any interaction with the staff other than, hello, how are you? Yeah, Grant. Went to collect my order and some fella just looked at me and goes, so does he collect caterpillars or what?
I'm getting her a lot.
And yeah, he goes, I'll remember him later. I'll ask him then.
Boys, I'm getting her a lot.
Yeah,
I'm getting her a lot. Somebody's text last, when the last bonus episode came out, said he's definitely watching caterpillar porn. Oh, fuck me, man. This podcast is ruined my life, boys.
I just think it's hilarious how he thinks this is so damaging to be like, I used to collect caterpillars as a child, and he's like, no, that's ruining my reputation.
Oh,
what reputation?
Oh, it is, Calvin.
What if it came out that Mike Tyson used to do it?
You know he didn't, bro. You know he was robbing cars at that age.
Yeah, but he also walked in with pigeons.
What do you mean at that age? Because an age was never mentioned.
Oh, you're a little detective. I'm shitting.
So what age was it then?
The age would be in the dump show. Probably 1 to...
Higher or lower?
1 to 11. 12.
In the dump at 1.
Yeah, you'd be in the dump
born
at 1.
Into it.
Yeah, straight into the dump night and smokes and all. Yeah.
1 to 11.
1 to 11 would be the ages.
I was just going to say, you're lucky they didn't give us an age, our anonymous tipster.
Why?
Because if it was, look, 11 is worse than 5.
Yeah.
If you were 5, I think everyone says that, yeah.
If you're 5 and you're collecting caterpillars, I'm like, that's a smart kid.
Yeah. If you're 11,
you're on the spectrum. Yeah. Which I am.
That's
but I wasn't collecting.
It's not your fault.
Yeah. I don't let the age. They get me. Just a little more.
TaxAct knows filing taxes can be confusing, so we have live experts on hand who can help answer any questions you may have. Questions like, can I claim my SUV as my home office if I answer work emails in my car? If I adopted 12 dogs this year, can I list them as dependents? And
Am I doing this right or am I doing this very, very wrong? Our experts have the answers to those questions and many others. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
The attic stories are back.
Yeah.
From Graham.
Not enough Graham.
Where's he from
anymore?
Kimmage.
Don't like Kimmage. Oh, bad story out there. Go on. No, I can't tell this story. This is illegal stuff.
Graham says he recently bought a gaff after years of saving and looking. Got the keys last week. Went up into the attic. Found a load of religious statues. Some were the small little ones. There was a Virgin Mary statue about 5 foot tall. So his question is, what's the worst or weirdest thing that you could find in a gaff you just moved into?
A body.
I have a big huge picture of Jesus.
You can't say a body.
I have a big huge picture of Jesus in my attic.
Do you?
Big massive one, yeah.
Why?
Ah, that's too obvious.
Oh. Oh, so you just mean like, say, I thought you were like, there was like stipulations like.
That's a stipulation. You can't say a body.
No, I mean, I thought you meant like, legally, you can't say a body. I was like, what the fuck is he on about?
Oh, no.
We talk about dead bodies in the attic every 2 weeks.
I have a big, huge picture of Jesus up there. And I've had a few people up there doing different bits. And every single person who's come into the gaff says, don't touch that. And I says, no problem, pal. I'm thinking the whole attic insulated. And that's still in the exact same spot. They had to insulate around.
Was it not yours?
No. It was in the gaff when we got it.
And what, you won't touch it?
No, I'm afraid now.
Are you not a man of logic, Calvin? Oh,
Terence, we've had this conversation, I'd say probably every 3 weeks for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
No matter how logical things are, when it comes to spooky shit like that.
Magpies and all, you'll salute a magpie.
I'll salute a magpie, yeah.
You won't throw the Jesus picture out.
I won't throw it here. What made it worse is the boys who went in to insulate it. So I told them, look, just leave that picture there, blah, 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 grand. When they were finished, you were showing me, look, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, and we found this like holy medal as well. So I was like, there's fucking more shit up there. So yeah. But anyone.
Religious stuff is creepy though, isn't it? Mm. I don't mean in general, I just mean like finding something religious. There is, I'm not really superstitious boys, yeah, but like I'd be really hesitant to drop a mirror. Do you get me?
Mm.
7 years bad luck and all.
A fella who we had in the gaff called me, they found something like this in their attic and they got rid of it. And their son sat in shadows on the landing during the night. And I was like, that's all I need to hear, pal. That's all I need to hear.
That's enough evidence,
yeah,
for me.
But do you know what's funny? Because I was like, get that fucking thing out of here. Because we had to skip and all. I was like, get that fucking thing. And everyone was like, don't touch that. Do not touch that. And I was like, this fella, yeah, what? And then another trades fella would come in. He'd be like, don't touch that. Don't touch it. Whatever you do, don't touch it. And I was like, you don't even know each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You were from opposite ends of the country and they both had the same thing. Just don't touch it.
Yeah, my point being with the superstitious stuff is I don't think I'd fuck that out either.
Mm.
I'd love to sit here now and go, I'd fuck that in. I don't know what I would. I think if I picked it up, like, you can stay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's there because, you know, your attic is haunted.
It could be. And it could be.
Keeping them away.
I like what you're trying to do here. You're trying to make me uneasy.
Bit of holy water.
Yeah.
Picture of the big man.
And a medal. There's a medal up there as well.
There you go. Where were we anyway?
The attic. What's the weirdest thing to find in the attic? Do you know what as well?
We haven't even started answering the question.
I told you, the Jesus picture.
The Jesus. No, but what could you find that would be the weirdest?
Bro, I couldn't get much.
Do you mean an item, an object, or a real life thing? Or what?
Imagine one thing, you go up into the attic the day you buy the house and there's just something lying there in the attic. Just one thing and you walk over and it.
But you need to realise
the life of you.
This picture around is like up against the wall. It's not hung up in the attic. It's just placed there. Do you know what I mean? It's like someone just left it there. And I'm like, and then people, the tradesmen as well, they fill me full of faux taupe. Oh, like a big proper one. It's bigger than that telly. No, it's probably about the same size as that telly.
Not the big telly.
Probably about the same size as that telly, yeah. But they filled me full of false hope about like other gaffes that they walked on and stuff that they found in it and all. Do you know what I mean? So I'm going around the house tapping the walls, see his default walls in case he left money in them or something. Because I'm like, surely if you find something, it's mine now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Bags you.
Your man knocking into the house 3 months after we bought it. Oh, I'm not forgetting something. Yeah, the way out, pal. Locking it off.
Good luck,
Jack. Yeah. Because that's the dream, isn't it? You go up there, you open up a bleeding chest and it's full of bleeding. I don't know. Freddie Mercury signed microphones or something like that. Something that you can't put a value on and you're just like, lovely. That's the mortgage covered already day one.
Freddie Mercury signed microphones.
Be worth a few quid.
Yeah, of course it would.
You got a few pounds for that, or like.
That's what I couldn't think of anything else. You had to think of someone who was dead.
How could
someone who was really famous, and then what were they famous for? Freddie Mercury. Microphones.
You just think. That's like something he'd say. You just think it was just a microphone. You wouldn't recognise the signature.
I kind of checked. I'd be looking at that.
Yeah, if there's a microphone with a signature on it, I'm getting a look at it.
Who's signing microphones?
Yeah.
And who are you going to go to get a random signature?
You'd be surprised. Identified. You'd be surprised. We have a podcast. Have I come in here and said I found a microphone in my attic, it was signed by someone? Anyway, verifying that. You're trying to tell me someone couldn't reach out and be like, yeah, I know autographs. Do you want to read this one about your one in our attic? I actually never read it.
This listener says she had her attic converted years ago. Says, and I swear the things that happen up there, you won't believe it. My daughter had a baby. My daughter had a baby and she slept up there at 19 with her new baby. One night, Stacey, that's her daughter, was falling asleep facing the wall. She thought she heard me come over to the baby and lift her up and shush the baby. She was delighted, so she didn't have to get up. Anyway, she went on to thank me the next day. I had never gone up there.
Oh, don't even read the... Oh,
there's more, Terry.
The goosebumps on my back.
Bear with me. Another time, my son was sleeping up there as we were all having a few drinks in the house. My son went to bed a bit earlier than everyone. Then my drunken brother-in-law was going up to sleep in the attic on the child's bed. My son said to me the next morning, was it hard, ma, helping him into that bed? I said, I never brought him up. He went up by himself. My son said, he was awake and he heard a woman say to my drunken brother-in-law, it's all right now, lie down. This kind of stuff continued for years. It says discontinued for years. But yeah.
Oh, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
There you go.
But come here. Sounds like the type of thing you want haunting your gaff. It's giving you a dig out.
Yeah, that's true. It's a helpful ghost. That's
no,
true.
No, I'd rather have no ghost on.
Yeah, but if you have to have a ghost.
The baby and shush the baby and on myself.
There you go.
Oh, that's frightening. That is frightening, boys. Doesn't get much worse than that.
I haven't heard one good positive attic story.
Oh, that's at that story's at the front and the cunt down me.
I don't understand. Do you know when that happens the first time with the young one? Why don't you just like, right, we're getting to the bottom of this now? Why do you have to leave it years then for the young flat and the fucking uncle to get involved?
What do you mean getting to the bottom of this? What are you going to do?
He's ringing your one now. What's
I'm not,
that insidious?
I'm ringing the priest. I'm ringing there. What's the family's name out of the Conjuring? The Fred and Yoke. The two that they go around doing the investigations.
I think any like paranormal investigator who's even got a shot at finding the ghost, I think they need a bit more than one
Now, if this was you saying this, I'd be telling you to shut up.
Last one for you, Arthur.
Miguinti. Let's go.
So, right. Arthur wants to know, what would you consider everyday normal in Dublin, but not normal down the country?
Wearing tracksuits.
And vice versa, he says.
Wearing a tracksuit.
Can't pick clothes.
It's normal to wear a tracksuit in Dublin, and he's at the same. What do you consider normal
so
in
many
Dublin?
Lads,
and I'm at the telling you, it's normal to wear a tracksuit every day in Dublin, and you saying no.
As the producer of this podcast, I'm doing my best to make it more entertaining. Clothes is the most obvious one. Something a little more nuanced and insightful might just help the listener enjoy this question more.
Wearing a tracksuit every day.
Calvin,
you lads don't down the get country away wear with that down the country.
Yeah, they do. All day, every day, GAA heads.
They don't wear
it. Yes, they do.
I disagree. Right, go on. What was the question? What is normal in Dublin?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's normal in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Putting your eggs in the press. Real butter. That's normal in the country.
Where do you put your eggs?
Put them in the press. But you need to realise half my mortgage is paid by a culture.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Boy, where does the eggs go? Not in the fridge.
No, they don't go in the fridge.
Why is there an egg hole in the fridge?
Where do your eggs go?
In the press.
But where would you? Where should you put them? You're saying, where's the Dublin place to put your eggs?
In the fridge.
In the fridge?
Where do you put yours?
In the press.
As well?
Yeah.
Growing up, you didn't put them in the press.
Don't know.
Garden here, your ma's eggs are in our fridge.
That's true, actually, yeah. My parents.
But there's an egg hole in the fridge.
I agree.
But I started working in Tesco many years ago, boys, and eggs weren't in fridges.
Yeah.
That blew
on the shelves,
mind.
Yeah.
So I never, obviously, when I started working in retail, like, I never thought about where the eggs are.
Yeah.
Because I was young as well, do you get me? And then I started working in retail, and I'm like, why aren't these eggs in the fridge?
Do you know when the oils in Tesco with milk and cheese? That's how they are. Scooping all the 2 litres out. Put the eggs in.
Why aren't they in the fridge in the shop?
They go down, yeah. And why is that egg holder? Why is that egg holder in your fridge?
Eggs don't need to be in the fridge.
So why is there an egg holder?
Probably.
Surely, like, you'd only get something with a blade and piece of equipment that's important.
For it, yeah.
That's important.
Someone told me it's an American thing, and I'm like, well, why are they selling them in Europe then?
Yeah, maybe it's just lazy fridge designers. It is in America. In America, you do have to put them in the fridge because of the way they
incubate them.
Yeah, because American, like, food standards are so shit that, like, their eggs do need to be refrigerated or they'll go bad very, very quickly.
And their eggs are all wee.
Yeah.
Like, proper wee.
That's because I think they wash off what the outer layer of it.
So that's what you have to do in the fridge then?
Yeah.
That makes sense, Owen. Makes sense. Yeah. Real butter as well. You know that, like, when you take it out of the press and you wipe it on your toast is coming up with the butter and you're like, yeah, well,
yeah,
that's the end of that.
See the butchers down the road from my gaff boys, just literally down on the corner. Someone said to me, there's a van that comes up from the country and gets trays and trays and trays of them eggs because apparently they're the best eggs in the world. You know, I don't know where the eggs come from or what the name on them are. But apparently these eggs, this fella drives 2 hours on. Every day fills the back of his van with all the eggs and goes back down to the country. I didn't think there could be that much difference with an egg, like.
Fair.
What else do they do down there? The finger thing. Remember Shane Todd was telling us about
the finger. Yeah, the finger joke is a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Have you worn any off the top of your head?
Getting a saxophone player at a funeral.
They do all that stuff.
They don't get saxophone players at funerals down the country, on. Do you know what they do down the country when it's a funeral? They have a sit-down 3-course meal, like a wedding.
That's true.
You don't do that in Dublin. I feel like I'm with someone who's from fucking Lithuania and I've seen like a culture clash. She's from an hour down the road. First extra funeral I went to, your man sits me down and he's like, you're at this table. I was like, oh yeah, well, like, I don't really know the family, so obviously that's sitting me away from everyone grand. And he's like, chicken or beef? I was like, what? I thought it was a win.
You just got a bit of soup up here, don't you?
And a few Sambos.
And yeah,
in a pub.
Outrageous.
Yeah. But then the first funeral she went to up here, there was a saxophone player at it, and she was like, why is that a saxophone player? I was like, because I'm in a hoolie.
Yeah, yeah, John was playing bread, we're celebrating.
It's a funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I think there's a nice, there's a few culture clashes there. What else did we do? Oh, wearing runners. Now I know you can't say because it's close, but wearing runners out, they all wear shoes, and if you wear runners going out, they're like, what the fuck? Like, you obviously don't give a bollocks. They all wear shoes, like brown shoes. You go in the pub, you have to put shoes on. You can't be wearing runners.
Is that still a thing down there?
That's still a thing.
I think you're... I think you haven't seen someone from the country in about 15 years. It's like someone froze you.
I'm down the country
in the fridge in Tesco.
I'm down the country once a month.
Well, maybe Wexford's different.
I'm telling you, boys, you don't even know what year it is down there. Get down the road.
Galway's not bad.
Everyone has mullets.
Yeah. They're walking uphill, walk down Grafton Street.
And where do you think they're all from?
Galway.
They're not from fucking Dublin. I'm telling you, once you get past Mullingar, all bets are off. That's where they draw the line. When you get past that, it's Mad Max beyond Thunderdome. That's it. You left the fend by yourself out there. It's the Wild West, I'm telling you.
I'm going to get a big map of Ireland on the wall in the studio. And every week in Calvin insults an area, just like cross.
Yeah.
Can't do a show there.
We can't
go there.
I can't wait to go into Vicar Street and ask people where they're all from. Just people throwing stuff at me. Yeah. Me ducking. And you're hitting Mullingar. Bill! He's hitting the wall and all.
Make sure you don't mention Lugan.
Yeah. Better not be anyone from Lugan at that fucking live show.
Right, that's the end of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions, whatever you want, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out. Boom!
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
TaxAct can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. TaxAct is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, TaxAct's filing software can't make taxes fun. But TaxAct can help you get them done. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.